Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Henry Turner Jr. I'm your musical host. Welcome to the show tonight. It's a regular Tuesday night in Baton Rouge, and it's nice though. The weather's getting good. Humidity's leaving the air, and it's kind of leaving, man. And hey, we're vibing hot right here. Let's start this thing like we normally do with the Baton Rouge theme song, since we're direct from Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
Baton Rouge, Baton Rouge. A Baton Rouge, Baton Rouge, y'all. Baton Rouge, Baton Rouge. Baton Rouge, Baton Rouge, yeah. It is a capital city that nobody can refuse. One more time, a Baton Rouge, Baton Rouge. Baton Rouge, Baton Rouge, yeah.
Let me see the old folks one more time. Oh,
take everything. You can have anything of mine. Just let me see the old doors one more time. I remember fireplace blazing. I remember going to the outhouse. I remember putting oil in the lamps. And I remember Mama and Papa. See, I remember grabbing a squirrel on the stove. And I remember sitting right there picking my nose. I remember the hen house, the chickens on the yard. I remember, yes, I remember that back in law. You can take everything, you can have anything of mine. Just let me see the old folks one more time. You can take everything, you can have anything of mine. Just let me see the old folks one more time. I remember me and my cousins running around. I remember on and off as things slowed down. I remember every time a knee hit the ground. Take a big time out, start back running around. See, I just want to see the old folks again. I would just like to see their faces again. I would just like to enjoy their spaces again. Yeah. You know, sitting by the open fireplace, logs crackling on the fire, the slop jar by the bed, Mama asking me questions about what I've been doing. The summertime, Grandma in the garden, raking leaves, chopping wood. I remember, yeah.
Can you remember? Can you remember?
Got a question or comment? Let us hear from you. 646-652-4283. Again, that number is 646-652-4283. We'll be glad to hear from you.
When I come to the end of my journey, and I know that there's nowhere to go, and I come to the end of my journey, I know that there's nowhere to go but home. And when I come to the end of my journey, and I know that there's nowhere to go but home. And I know what I know, what I know, what I know, what I know now. Yes, I know what I know, what I know, what I know, what I know now. Oh, I know what I know, what I know, what I know, what I know now. And when I come to the end of this I have traveled to the east. And I've traveled in the west. I have traveled to the north and the south. Yes, I have. See, when I come to the end of my journey, and I know that there's nowhere to go but home. When I come to the end of my journey, and I know that there's nowhere to go but home.
Here on the radio, this is Henry Jr. I'm your musical host. Hey, let me go out and reach out to a few folks on the line and just kind of see what's happening up there. I want to say hello to all of my friends in Nashville that's listening tonight. And I want to say hello to all of my friends in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina that's listening tonight. And let's go to the phone line and grab a few folks. Hey, we're going to go get my co-host. I'm going to go get my co-host and bring her on. Welcome her to the show. Hey, Jay, welcome to the show. How are you tonight?
I'm doing fabulous. How are you today?
I'm awesome. You know, just sitting here soaking it all up, Jay, and just thinking about all the great blessings and all the cool things that's happening in our world.
Yeah, we're truly fortunate to be living right now.
Pulled up Spotify today, and the flood record, the Great Baton Rouge Flood of 2016, our compilation is on. So, that was wild.
Awesome.
So, yeah.
Awesome.
So, volume one is already out. That's awesome, man. That didn't take long. You know?
That's great.
I'm
going to
go pull in Christopher Turner. I'm going to pull him in to the show. Hey, Chris. Welcome to the show, man.
Hey, Henry, man. It's a pleasure, man. Long time.
Yeah. Been missing from the show for a while.
Yeah, for sure.
So, what did you think about your artwork, man, on the.
It looks great. It looks awesome,
yeah.
Man. It's real clean. It goes with the platform. Spotify has a real clean platform as well.
Yeah.
So I think it was a good collaboration, man. It was a good release, man. I think a lot of people will enjoy the music and the graphics, man.
I agree. Hey, let me go over to the phone line and add caller from 225-620-2058. Who are you and where are you calling from?
Hello, this is April Sexy Red Jackson, and I'm just so excited to be a part of the show this evening. Mr. Henry, look, I got to tell you this. You have been such a great, great force right here in Baton Rouge and other areas, and hey, I'm just looking forward to great things in the future. So thank you so much for everything you've been doing, especially on the music scene.
Well, thank you, and I mean that. Thanks a lot, because you know there are a lot of people that really sometimes don't appreciate what we do, and sometimes it's not important, but it's serious, you know. It's one of those things that needs to be done to enrich our scene, and that's what we're doing. You know, making sure
definitely.
That our scene has the opportunity to grow, you know, as well. I'm going to go over to the phone lines and pull in a caller from the 225-937-7559. Caller, who are you and what are you calling?
Hey, it's Larry B, man. Hope you guys can hear me.
Hey, Larry B.
Hey, how's everybody doing, man? It's nice to be on this line listening to everybody, man. This is a real good deal we got here.
Oh, yeah.
Welcome to the show tonight, man. You know, man, we was all kicking back. I sent the link out a little while ago. The flood record is out. And it's on Spotify. So I'm sure it's a whole bunch of other places. But, you know, these things come in waves, you know, whatever. So.
Right.
The next coming weeks, out in 100 or so high schools, the rest would be history. But
kind of sitting back soaking it all up and some pop and Vegas. I'm real excited about this red carpet party that we're doing with the Jazz Foundation of America. I got a call, by the way, from Wendy over at the Jazz Foundation today while I was in the office working. Really interesting stuff on this. April, and you'll like this. Said Henry, said, man, you know, I'm talking to people from Louisiana, your name's coming up all over the state. You must be really doing something down there. You really must. And I said, well, you know, I have a great team of players to work with. And I said, and together we've been able to do a lot. And, you know, she said, well, you know, just the mark that we get in response from the people that tell us about you. It's obvious you're progressive and you've got a lot of things going on. It would be great to have connected to the Jazz Foundation. And, you know, maybe we can do some projects. So I was like, we certainly can. We certainly can. You know. And, so this is the lady that run the whole deal. And they're doing this thing at the Apollo coming up and a bunch of other stuff. So it was a wild experience though, just talking to her, you know?
Wow.
Yeah, that sounds nice.
But
that
you know,
is
somebody's
amazing.
In New York. Yeah, somebody's in New York. They're paying attention to what's happening in Baton Rouge because they got people on the ground here talking to them, you know, and they're seeing a response. You know. So it's awesome. So I think some opportunities lie there for us to live in New York and do some stuff with them. And I'm looking forward to that and some other opportunities. You know. So it should be interesting. You know, to see how it all develops and what comes up. So the great flood of Baton Rouge, man, has opened up a lot of doors for a lot of people. That's all I can say. But anyway, let's get back to some music, get the party rolling a little bit. And we want to welcome y'all to the show.
Then the young girl used to start sitting around the table and ignoring everything. She just kept her face inside of a plate. And so I'm singing this song out to all the fat babies in the house tonight, dedicating it to you and you.
Mr. Ronnie Houston right there with Fat Baby. Hey, he's gone but not forgotten right here. You see our golden vibes. We keep the spirit alive right here because it's a very intricate part of our life. And, hey, I want to invite everybody to go to Spotify and check out the Great Baton Rouge Flood of 2016. And it's a great compilation record with a lot of stuff on it. April Jackson has music on it. Nuki Miller, Dusty Lightfoot Cascio, DeWitt, Lee Time. A whole bunch of people got music on that one. And
think you're going to really, really enjoy that record a lot. And, you know, the beauty of this whole deal is that opportunities always exist. Volume 2, we're going to get ready for in a couple months and put out Volume 2 to the Flood record. So we're just getting started on that one. And, hey, you know, a lot of cool things happening, man. We got television developing, and we just finished a big deal with that and working toward that and looking forward to all the images and all the cool stuff that is going to come out of that, you know. It's always something. Whitney Van has agreed to get involved, and she's going to be involved with the whole deal. So it's going to be really wild. Looking forward to that, too, developing a reality TV show and some other stuff after we finish with our Listening Room series. So, you know, you guys get ready. It's going to be some wild stuff coming down the pike. And it's going to be all about Baton Rouge. So here's a Baton Rouge song again.
Baton Rouge, Baton Rouge. A Baton Rouge, Baton Rouge, y'all. Baton Rouge, Baton Rouge. Mm-hmm. Baton Rouge, Baton Rouge, yeah. It is a capital city that nobody can refuse. One more time, Baton Rouge, Baton Rouge, Baton Rouge, Baton Rouge, Baton Rouge, Baton Rouge, oh, Baton Rouge, Baton Rouge, it is a capital city that nobody can refuse. You're gonna have a good time, like it or not, it's a good, good feeling that everybody's got. Baton Rouge, Baton Rouge. Baton Rouge, Baton Rouge. It is a capital city that nobody can refuse. Oh, yeah. Like a teenage city, we're almost born. If you visit one time, you want to make this your home. Baton Rouge, Baton Rouge.
Hey, let me go back and grab everybody, man, and bring them back on live. Janice, you ought to be back. Chris, you ought to be back.
Sure.
Yeah, and Cool Jackson should be back.
I'm here.
Larry B should be back.
Yeah, I'm here, man.
You know, man, I tell you, man, it's so wild, just some of the things that are happening. Did an interview with Blues Matters from London, England, and they came over to the house, and it was incredible because they wanted to see where I was making the music and the stuff, and they went into the studio, they took some pictures, in my backyard, and the main reporter, one of the other
guy's ass, he said, so is this basically like a compound? And I said, well, yeah, it is a compound.
<You know? laughs> Exactly.
It is a compound.
That's what we call it.
Yeah. Yeah, I said, so is this a compound? I said, well, yeah, it is a compound.
Hey, that is Cap Henry.
Yeah, guys, yeah, where did the idea come from for this? I said, well, you know, I visited Arcosonic for years, and he got on his phone and started Googling. He was like, wow. And I said, yeah, I said, and the guy that ran and owned the project, Carlos Solari, told me one time, he said, you know, if you build the right things around you, you put the things around that you need, then all things will come to you because people will want to come where you are. And I was like, wow. The guy was like, he was just looking at me like, man, are you for real? You know, he was looking at all the stuff online on Arcosante. And I told him, I said, just, you know, go check it out. You know, and I spelled it for him, and he found it, you know, A-R-C-O, Arcosante, S-A-N-T-I.org. You know, so I challenge everybody to go look at that, Arcosante.org. That was the motivation for me.
Arcosante.
Yeah, and Janissa had the privilege of visiting. She went to Arcosanti. We were there for a couple of years in a row doing some shows, and she got a chance to see the joint. It was incredible. Andre, wouldn't you
say?
Yes,
I love that. I love it. I love Arcosanti so much, and especially the first tour we did the jazz festival there, and it was awesome. It's an awesome facility. It's hot, but it's an awesome facility.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's nothing like
unbelievable.
It. Unbelievable. It's just incredible. It's, I mean, it's way over the top. But
yeah, it is.
So, Chris, I'm excited, man, and I'm waiting on a lot of the new artwork because I know there's a lot of new art coming down the pike and a lot of cool stuff.
Yeah, for sure, man. I mean, there's definitely some forward progression going on, man. You know, with that, it's new excitement, and you can expect new artwork, man, and new graphics coming down, man, and just trying to stay the, you know, current, but yet edgy, you know, on the scene, man. And I think everybody's working towards that, and you know, it's good to be a part of a team and can create something and it's greatness, you know, and everybody's excited at the finished product.
Well, you know, I talked to Chris Thomas King today, and we were talking about Jazz Foundation, and he was talking about after Katrina, about how he lost his house in New Orleans, and, you know, he said, man, you know, he said, I had a long legal battle over my house in New Orleans, and he said, when it was all over, I lost the house, and, you know, he said, man, I had Jazz Foundation helped me tremendously. And, you know, he said, I went up and played the benefit for them at Apollo along with a bunch of other artists. And he said it was incredible. He said, you know, I just want to tell people the house stuff. He said, you know, sometimes it's better to walk away. Just take the money, whatever you can get, and walk away. And the reason being, because they tell you, they say, you know, well, you know, we will, you know, allow you, like, 90 days, we put it in forbearance, and 90 days or whatever, you can come back and, you know, start paying again or whatever. He said, and then what they do is after 90 days, the bank asks you for all of the money at one time. So, you know, if you can't come up with all of the money, they don't want a partial payment, then they immediately take you into foreclosure. They take the property from you. And he said they did that to a lot of people during Katrina. And that was a class action lawsuit, and they ultimately lost. The government said they were well within their rights to do that, you know, because what they call themselves doing is giving people a break. And they said during that break, you should have been saving money so you could be prepared to pay it. And they didn't have it. But he said that's how he ended up living in Prairieville, because he actually lost his property. So, you know, he was just passing that on as a nugget, you know. And when finance companies and mortgage companies tell you that, don't listen, pay the note. You know, just say, no, I'll pay my mortgage. You know, because that's ultimately what happens. You can end up renting a place and then buying a whole bunch of stuff for that. And then when they ask you for the money, you're not going to have it. So, professional thing. But anyway, he was saying how, you know, he was happy that I was working with them and getting people involved with Jazz Foundation. Really, really interesting. So I'm looking forward. He said he may try to stop by the party on Thursday night. So we'll see. He just got back in from a tour. Then he just went to some of the country. But he's saying that if he gets the opportunity, he'll be there. But it'd be really cool if he shows up. But anyway,
yeah,
I'm
with
you. You know, I just said that to say that there are a lot of awesome people out there that, you know, that are involved in a lot of ways. And they see what we're doing, and they're very happy about what we're doing. We appreciate it. Now, I know we got some haters. We know that. We know we got some haters. We're okay with that. Matter of fact, we're making a space in a reality show for the haters. And they're going to just tell the world how much they hate us and how much we're doing that's not right. You know, so we'll make
that
sure we have that.
That would be interesting to see who would show up for that.
So that's what we're going to do, Chris. Larry B. April. That's what we're going to do. Have a spot.
I love it.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting.
Yeah, it's like, come on, tell us why you hate the flavor. Come on. Tell us what Henry Turner did to you. Come on, tell us what Henry Turner did to you, man.
You yeah, I'm going to bring some hater pie.
Yeah, all that out to the world.
They not hate the game, they hate the player.
we'll see how many ratings you get. Maybe you get some ratings. You know, maybe it'll do some good.
Yeah.
Maybe the hating will do some good after all.
That's what they like.
So we're gonna leave everybody on this note. Baton Rouge. So hey, this goes out to all of the crew over in Chicago to check us out. And the crew up in New York when you get a chance to listen back in on the show.
Baton Rouge, Baton Rouge. Baton Rouge, Baton Rouge, y'all. Baton Rouge, Baton Rouge. Capital City, they know.